Let's talk about Chicago Theater Week is this week, and Chris Jones covers theater over at the Chicago Tribune, does a heck of a job at it. Chris, how are you doing today? Happy Theater Week.
And to you, we have to wait till Monday for 63 degrees, and I'm ready like now.
Well, ask Tom. We'll ask Tom if he can speed that up, because if anybody can, he's got the magic wand in the weather department. But look, hey, 51 by Saturday, so that's not bad.
That's not too bad. Yeah.
No. So it's Theater Week, and I think a lot of people say, still have a Chicago Theater Week? Why not?
That was my reaction, too.
So they're doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think part of it, you know, and let's be honest, part of it is to remind everybody that all these Chicago theaters are still here, you know, and still hoping to come back and still hoping to recover. So I do think that's part of it. And that's important. You know, people get out of the habit and they forget that we have this amazing theater scene with a couple of hundred different theaters, and because we've sort of, you know, it's been a year now. I mean, it's basically next week, at the end of next week, it'll be a year from when they all closed down. You know, I was just working on a story today about one of them, the Drury Lane Theater in Oakbrook, which I know you know, it's been there forever. And I was just talking to Kyle DeSantis, who owns it, and he was just telling me the story about what it was like when it all closed down a year ago. And the other thing he told me that was really funny, it's sitting with me, is that so they closed on a Friday. Get this, Anna. Mm-hmm. They had five weddings scheduled for that weekend. Five weddings. He gave these brides one day, like 1 or 2 days notice. Five weddings.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I couldn't believe it.
What did they do? I wonder. I guess they all postponed it a year out. But even if you postponed it a year, you can't have it now the same way anyway.
Right. But, I mean, can you imagine that notice if you're getting married the next day?
No. No. You can turn into Bridezilla real fast on that. I know I would.
I think a few of them did. But I'm sure
you need people for that. Whenever you have to deliver news like that, you need to have a people, and they go out front,
yes,
and you don't have
I've
to deal with the reaction.
I have a people, but I'm always in favor of everyone having as many people as they possibly can.
Chris, tell us about this reimagined theater week, because I guess there are a lot of things going on. I mean, virtually and even in person too, right?
Well, I think, you know, I think people are often asking me when can I go back to the theater? And I think the answer is going to be the fall, realistically. The shows are beginning to be scheduled now for really September, October, November is when I think we're going to have some, I mean, what do I know? But I do anticipate that we'll have some level of normalcy. And I think this summer, there'll be stuff to go to outside, and some theaters will get their acts together, and there'll be sort of informal local stuff, you know, outside, but the real action isn't going to be until the fall. So we're still, you know, 4 or 5 months away, I think, from that. But it goes fast. It goes fast. It'll be here before you know it. But there's a lot of the theaters have been streaming, you know, doing stuff online. There's a couple of good shows. There's one called An Iliad, which is actually based on a classical theater idea, but Court Theater's doing it. It's just a one-person show, you know, sort of about war across the centuries and about humanity across the centuries. And it's very, very good, and it's been given a very good multi-camera stream. I just really enjoyed the Joffrey Ballet came back this weekend, and they did a Bolero live from Joffrey Tower. That was stunningly beautiful, and that it was on camera, obviously, but it was that was one of the most beautiful pieces of streaming that Chicago theaters have been able to create. There's a cool show at Victory Gardens called Where Do We Sit on the Bus, which is Brian Quijada's piece, and it's a Latino piece about, you know, what it's like to grow up Latino across different stages of your life. That's well worth seeing as well. So there's a few things out there. Steppenwolf has some cool shows. They've got a new show opening called, this is fun, it's called Duchess, 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 and it imagines sort of characters based on Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle. They're fictionalized versions, obviously, because they don't want to get sued.
No.
But the idea is that Meghan Markle stayed within the royal family in the UK, got older, and there's now a younger African-American woman joining the royal family. And she is sort of teaching this woman, you know, what it's like and what the rules are and all of that. So that's called Duchess, 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 if I'm saying it right. And that actually starts streaming this weekend. And that, I think, will be cool, too. So you can get, you know, you can get your fix on your computer. Tonight, there's a big event. This isn't Chicago, but I'm going to watch it because coming from Broadway, which is the 25th anniversary of Rent.
Oh, right.
So, 25 years, huh?
Yeah. I saw one of the actresses interviewed. She was 25 years old when it started. It was her first, you know, kind of main stage appearance. And she just said, I had no idea. I had no idea what this was going to become.
Unbelievable.
Speaking of New York, Chris, I want to ask you about that because I was reading something over the weekend about this, that that the theater is going to be critical to the entire tourism of New York opening up again. It's a $70 billion industry in New York.
Yes.
And they say that they will not be back. They do not believe New York City tourism won't be back until theater is back.
That's
and they're saying that a lot of the older houses can't even be retrofitted for social distancing and still make a profit. You're seeing that even here, too. Some theater owners, they're looking at their space and they're looking at what they need to make them to make a dime on their show. And they can't social distance the way some other theaters might be able to do.
Well, it's very difficult on Broadway to social distance because the theaters are small. You know, the crush of the lobbies, the crush at the bar, and then the economics, frankly, which says that you only make money. The costs are high, and you only make money if you're really selling almost all those seats. So Broadway decided really early on in this pandemic that it couldn't operate at, say, 20% capacity like a restaurant can. It just can't because the economics are so different. But I think that's true. I don't think tourism comes back to New York without the theaters. It's so integral to why people go to New York for leisure anyway. Obviously, people go for business and for meetings and conventions. But if you look at your average Chicago and going to New York for fun, they're going to see a show. It's the greatest place on earth to see a show. And until those theaters come back, you know, it's worth remembering after 9/11, you know, Rudy Giuliani said he was determined to bring back the theater. And in fact, the theater in New York came back on September the 13th, on the Thursday night after 9/11, 2001, because Giuliani just knew that unless Broadway was back, New York wouldn't seem to be back. Obviously, it's different this time around because, you know, it's more problematic to get people to gather like that, for sure. But at some point, you know, it's going to be fun when it comes back. And I think it'll be back in the fall. By fall, I don't mean Labor Day. I mean, you know, October towards Thanksgiving. We'll have some shows again there.
And then do you think that most theaters will be able to do it then? I mean, because of the unique capacity in order to make enough money to pay for your show, right?
I think what the hope is, and again, this is all dependent on government regulation. You've got to remember that a lot of the things, you know, people ask this question like, are we going to have Lollapalooza this summer? And my answer is, I don't think we will. But the question is, even if Lollapalooza wants to do it, right now they can't because the state and city regulations don't allow it. So a lot depends on just what politicians do as well. And that's a different equation because if you're running a festival, you're very motivated to get that festival up. If you're Laurie Lightfoot, you're very motivated not to take unnecessary risks, if you know what I'm saying. And for good reason, right? For good reason, because you get blamed if they go wrong. So I think that that's one of the issues that all of these theaters are facing is, you know, are government officials going to allow all this to happen? And that, of course, will depend on, you know, how things go. But I do think, I do think it's coming back. It's not as far away as, you know, we think. And I think the hope on Broadway is that I think the theaters will be back at full capacity. The only thing I think will be different is I think people will have to wear masks. And I don't think that's a big deal. I think you should be willing to wear a mask if you want to go to a show. You know, and if you keep a mask on the whole show, and you're not eating and drinking, and we're seeing the same sort of benefits in the, you know, the reduction of the virus, I think that'll be okay. But that's, I think people are going to have to get used to wearing a mask in the theater. But I do think that it won't happen unless they're at full capacity, just for financial reasons, you know?
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. It just seems as if some theaters could be open. Isn't that true right now? But they're choosing not to be?
yeah, they can't make any money. I mean, there's some talk that Hamilton, which obviously has a lot of money, Hamilton could theoretically open in the summer. You could put, you know, maybe a couple of hundred people in there, and you could do it as a kind of a statement, right? You could do it like, hey, we're back, and you could do it that way, but you wouldn't, you'd lose money. It's just as simple as that, because unlike a movie, obviously, every night in the theater, there's huge costs, mostly in salaries. And in, and it's a unionized industry, so there are contracts. You can't do it with half as many actors. You can't cut, you can't do it with tape in the orchestra pit. You have to pay the musicians. You have to pay the actors. And so they're constrained by that, you know. And so they don't want to open until they can cover those costs. Because otherwise they'll run out of money and they'll be, you know, they'll be in longer term trouble than even a year. So it's, you know, they have to be fiscally responsible. I think you have to understand that.
Yeah, you do. And you hope they figure things out and that there can be some sort of return. We miss our theater. We do. And I,
yeah,
but listen,
and
hey,
did you
hear the mayor said today? Would you see what she just said? Like this afternoon, she said fans were, are going to be allowed in the stands at Wrigley and Sox Park, guaranteed rate. She said Sox Park by sometime this season. I don't know how they're going to work it out, but they're working things out.
She didn't say what capacity.
Did not. No, did not.
So we could assume maybe 25% or something like that. I mean, that, you know, that's the advantage that sports has, because, you know, you can have 10,000 people in a 40,000 seat stadium and it's not so bad. You know,
well, people are watching on TV.
Right, because all the money, the economics all happen on TV, right? You compare that to the live business, you know, and this is true of music as well as theater. They don't have the TV component. So at that point, they're not bringing in the revenue to cover those costs, you know. So sports have the advantage. I mean, they proved they could exist without any fans. It wasn't great, but they could at least get through the season. So, but it's harder, I think, in live entertainment that is truly live, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were able to go through Chicago Theater Week for us, because I was very confused. I'm like, how are we having Theater Week? Is that, is that really going on? I'm like, I got to ask Chris about that. So now I've got to look at the Steppenwolf, Duchess.
That's my recommendation, yeah. It starts this weekend. Check it out. If you're a fan of Meghan Markle, are you a fan of Meghan Markle?
Well, she's an NU grad. Go Cats, and so am I.
There you
I
go.
Mean, like, let's not forget her roots. So I'm checking it out, Chris. Thank you for the recommendation. Good talking with you, okay?
Always a pleasure. Take care.